Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, an amazing day to you, my friend. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's dive right into it. Before we dive right into it, I guess, give me 7 seconds. Two announcements that are going to take 7 seconds each. Ready? Start your stopwatch now. Live event coming up in Las Vegas. Go to samcrowley.live, March 14th and 15th. Samcrowley.live, intimate workshop for you to find your dream and monetize it. Announcement number one. Number two, get on my calendar. I want to call you launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. I'm going to call you. We're going to launch your movement. And in 60 days, you're going to have massive momentum. Launchwithsam.com. Okay. So baby steps. Let's celebrate your baby steps, man. I mean, everybody goes into the whatever it is you're doing, whether it's weight loss. By the way, still at 203, but I think, and I've heard from a lot of you, I knew it. I knew it if I mentioned my weight again, I'd start getting pinged on social media. Building muscle, I get it, building muscle, and yeah, I mean, look, I lost a lot of water weight, most likely, but I wasn't in it to lose weight. I'm just in it to get in shape, so I started January 6th. I think I finally got this cough under control. I've been coughing since January 6th, not to bring you down, it's a motivational podcast, but it's February 10th, and I still got a little, you know, still this lingering stupid cough. That, kids, man, you send your kids into a Petri dish at school every day, look what they come home with. But had I not lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks or whatever that was, I went from 215 to 203 right away, like 10 days or whatever it was. And now I'm hovering between 201 and 203. But I celebrate that because I, you know why? I've got experience, so I know how this whole thing goes. The plateau stage is a long time. And it sucks if you're staring at the scale every day and you know you're eating at a calorie deficit. You know you're exercising. Well, hang on, man. The good stuff's coming. It's coming. Don't make me get into my ice cube on the frozen table analogy. What was that? All right. All right. Give me 20 seconds. It's from Atomic Habits, the book I was reading, still reading. And if there's an ice cube, you walk into a freezer and it's sitting on the table and it's 25 degrees in the freezer. The ice cube's still frozen. You turn the heat up to 26, 27, 28, 29. You're still turning the heat up. There's still activity going on. There's still energy. You're still moving towards that higher number, but the ice cube isn't melting. Bam, it hits 33 degrees. What happens? It starts to melt. When you're working behind the scenes, that thermostat's going up 25, 26, 27, 28. You're not seeing any results, at least not to your eye. But when you keep going, not if, when you keep going, you are going to see results, all right? And celebrate the baby steps. I was talking to somebody who booked a call, and they said that they had, yeah, I tried a podcast for the first, I tried it for a month, and, you know, I kind of gave it a shot. I'm like, a month? A month? A month? Are you kidding? We try anything for a month, man. I mean, come on, you'd try something for a month. I might try, like, Netflix, like on a trial basis, or, you know, YouTube TV or something for a couple weeks to a month. I wouldn't give podcast. I mean, come on, man. You got to give it more than that. I was nice. I'm like, yeah, you know, you, there's 800,000 podcasts on iTunes. Less than 18% have been updated in the last 90 days. So you're one of them. You're why successful podcasters are like, hey, if I just stay in the game, my show's going to get noticed. People are going to start downloading and I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And winning being defined as monetizing it, you know, having a call to action wherever you want to send people from your show. I just happen to send them my calendar. That's how I monetize mine. I'm looking for the next great messenger. That's why I put launchwithsam.com on every podcast. So I remember, you know, you want to talk about celebrating baby steps, you know. I was, because right now we don't recognize anybody. It's funny, speaking about losing weight, think about it. When somebody loses weight, when you lose 20, 30 pounds, people are like, oh, wow, Congratulations, man. You look great. You're losing weight. I just did it to a guy at the gym Saturday. Walking through the locker room, haven't seen this dude. Didn't know he had two back surgeries, but even so, he went from 211 to like 189 or something. Very noticeable. Not in a bad way. Very noticeable. I go, hey, what's going on, man? I go, wow, you're losing weight. He goes, yeah. And then he got in. He told me he was doing some intermittent fasting and these workouts. He said, well, I had the back surgery too, so I haven't been able to actually work out, but that caused me to lose some weight, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, do you ever notice when you lose weight, people are quick to notice, but they never notice you keeping the weight off? Like if you were to hang around those same people, they're always like, hey, have you ever heard anybody say this to you? People at work when you're losing weight and then you don't lose weight anymore, but you stay. Like if you go from 215 pounds down to 190, like, wow, you look great, man. Woo, check out Johnny. But then Johnny stays at 190. Nobody congratulates him. Hey, man, way to stay at that weight. Whoa, what are you doing to maintain? Hey, Johnny, whoa, you haven't gone up in weight, I've noticed. I've noticed you haven't fluctuated up and down at all. But way to go. You never get that. It's always that initial hit. And it's like dopamine to us. You know, we want people to notice us. We want people to like our posts. We want us to pay for our product, download our audios, watch our videos, all that stuff. But we're never in it with that long-term mentality, you know? And I remember when I first started podcasting and I remember the first time I kept like refreshing my browser, see how many downloads. And finally it caught up, 3 downloads in one day. I'm like, oh, and I remember staying like, wow, 3 people. I was ecstatic, man. I couldn't believe it. And then my mind automatically went to default. I was like, oh, what's wrong with these people? Why would they want to listen to my podcast? That's a true story. True story. I was thinking, what the hell's wrong with these people? Why would they want to listen to me? Like, I've got nothing. I'm just yelling into a microphone, kind of like what I'm doing right now. And then I was like, wow, 3 downloads. I could not believe I had 3 people. It probably was me downloading it 3 times. Like, and that, I didn't even realize it. I was too dumb to realize back then. It was probably me. But I celebrated the baby steps with that initial launch 15 years ago, because I knew that what it represented. I didn't care how many. It could have been 3, could have been 300, could have been 3 million. It didn't matter to me. It represented that I had taken a giant, and I mean giant, step away from this time-sucking, energy-sucking life in corporate. Making 110 grand a year, by the way, not including stock options, health insurance, all that. So most people would be scared out of their mind. Oh my God, I lost my 6-figure salary, my health insurance. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I actually put in some work. I saw some results, baby steps. And now, K to bar the door, baby. I am going after this like my hair is on fire. And that's what happens. You know, that's what happens with anything you decide to do. But what we forget to do, because we play this comparison game, oh, that's not as many. Thank God hardly anybody else was podcasting back in the day, because I would have immediately went to, well, that's not how many downloads Gary Vaynerchuk gets. Well, that's not how many downloads Tim Ferriss gets. Well, I can't sell any sponsorships. I didn't even know about sponsorships. And thank God I didn't know. You know what? Ignorance is bliss sometimes. I don't always agree with that statement. I don't think you should walk around being ignorant. But I think being ignorant about everybody else's successes really helps you, because I didn't even know what I didn't know what I didn't know. All I knew was I didn't want to die an average life. You know what I mean? Live an average life and then just die. I didn't want to do that. I wanted my life to, I just wanted significance. And those baby steps that you take, you got to celebrate that, man. You got to stop comparing yourself to everybody else out there. Like, well, that's not as good as them. So it doesn't matter, man. I mean, if that's the attitude you're going to have, then you're going to just kill yourself. You're going to mentally just drain yourself of any motivation and positivity, all right? Here's what you want to do. Compare yourself to the person you were the day before. Because the day before I got those 3 downloads, guess how many I had? 0. So anything more than 0 represented a huge win for me, like I won the Super Bowl. And once I got those 3, that was it, man. I'm like, hey, I'm Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker, podcaster, thought leader. How you doing? Good to meet you. Would you like to come on my podcast? That's how I introduced myself. Now, I realize I sound like a total tool, but that's what I had to, I guess you'd call it, trick myself into thinking I wasn't a loser, because I was smack dab in the middle of a bankruptcy. So I was trying to just step into the person that I knew I had to be. So I was reaching out to sports agents. I remember this guy, Evan Morgenstein. I had him on my show. Great guy. Why he ever came on my show, I don't know. He liked me. Like, he really liked me, to invoke my inner Sally Field. And I'm like, dude, why do you, he goes, this is cathartic for me. I never get a chance to really talk about myself. So thank you for letting me do that. I'm like, oh, hey, it's great, man. It's great content too, by the way. So I had a real live sports, a real live Jerry Maguire on my podcast back in the day, because I reached out and said, hey, I've got an international radio show downloaded all around the world. You may have heard of me. He's like, no, I haven't. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Anyway, Sam Crowley, why don't you come on the show? And that's how it all started. Those baby steps gave me so much confidence. And thank God I didn't try to compare myself to anybody else out there, or I would have just thrown water on that fire, and you wouldn't be listening to me today, because I would have went back to default. So, lesson for today, my friend. Celebrate even the smallest step, because it's going to turn into a giant stride, and it's going to lead to massive momentum, and you are going to be on fire. Are you with me? I think that's a great way to do anything, man. You know, celebrate the small stuff, because it turns into big stuff, and then you turn into like a real big deal. And it's never about the money. It's about the message and serving other people. Then the money will hunt you down. All right, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, so I can call you and we can launch your message out there. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.